From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A report showing more jobs were lost in September. The government reported today the economy shed 263,000 payroll jobs last month, far more than the 180,000 jobs most economists have been forecasting. At the same time, the unemployment rate, measured through a separate survey, rose to 9.8%. Numbers President Obama said indicate the economy is yet to fully recover.
Today's job report is a sobering reminder that progress comes in fits and starts, and that we're going to need to grind out this recovery step by step.
Many analysts say that if laid-off workers who've settled for part-time work or those who've given up trying to find jobs were factored in, the unemployment rate would be a whopping 17%, the highest on records dating back to 1994. All told, around 15 million Americans are currently unemployed. Thousands of people gathered in downtown Chicago this morning with hopes of celebrating their city winning the 2016 Olympic Games. Instead, they went away stunned and disappointed. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Chicagoans gathering in Daley Plaza for an Olympic rally stood in stunned silence, some with their mouths open in shocked disbelief, when it was announced that Chicago was the first bid city eliminated. Some were not even sure what had just happened.
Are you sure?
First round, we're eliminated. We had the least amount of votes.
Oh, my God.
Summer Alexander says she's stunned.
I'm getting chills out through my body. If this is what I heard is true, that's devastating. I'm, like, all geeked up for this.
In a city that is used to more than its share of sports disappointments, this defeat might be one of the hardest to swallow. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Rescuers are digging through crumbled buildings, in some cases with their hands, in the Indonesian city of Padang, where a massive earthquake caused more than 700 deaths this week. From Ubud, Indonesia, Ann Dornfeld reports.
The Indonesian Health Ministry estimates thousands may have died in the quake, but it may take weeks to figure out a final death toll and find victims who are still alive under the rubble. With roads blocked, electricity cut off, and gasoline in short supply, rescue efforts are moving slowly. Villages across the region are still waiting for help of any kind. Rescuers say they don't have anywhere near the number of excavators and drilling machines they need to dig into the fallen buildings, so work is mostly by hand. When they pull bodies from the rubble, though, few are alive. Hundreds of buildings in the West Sumatran provincial capital of Padang were leveled by the magnitude 7.6 quake. Many hospitals were badly damaged, too. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Ubud, Indonesia.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 21 points to end the week at 9,487. The Nasdaq slipped 9 points, closing at 2,048. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 4 points today. This is NPR. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac, which along with its sister agency, Fannie Mae, had to be bailed out by the federal government, does not appear to have done much to rein in executive compensation. Despite the fact both are under government conservatorship following the collapse of the housing market, Freddie Mac announced it's giving its chief financial officer, Russ Carey, compensation worth as much as $5.5 million, including a cash signing bonus of almost $2 million. Fannie and Freddie were seized by federal regulators last fall. Fannie Mae has said it needs more than $15 billion in government assistance. Freddie Mac has said it needs upwards of $31 billion on top of the nearly $14 billion it received last year. As new swine flu vaccine starts to roll out next week, a new poll from the Harvard School of Public Health shows many Americans are not convinced they'll be getting vaccinated. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
There's an even split between those who say they'll definitely get vaccinated against pandemic flu and those who say definitely not. About 40% say they've made up their mind one way or the other. But that could shift abruptly if flu strikes close to home. Those who are uncertain, and even many of those who don't currently plan to get vaccinated, say they'd change their mind if they see people in their community get sick or die of flu. 3/4 of parents say they'll probably get their children vaccinated against swine flu, but that's a squishy number. 16% say they might change their mind. 28% won't get their children vaccinated or don't know yet. There's still a lot of concern about vaccine safety and effectiveness. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Charlotte-based Bank of America says it's authorized a $713 million dividend payment on preferred stock issued to the Treasury Department as part of last year's government bank bailout. Bank of America received $45 billion under that program. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.